It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. As I moved up the snow-packed trail, tiny clouds of breath like frosty ghosts escaped from my mouth. My thoughts were focused inwardly and my eyes on the trail until I heard a distinct sound. Snow. Falling snow. Ice crystals tapped on my hood as if to wake me up to this world of magic, as if I were inside one of those water-filled paperweights that you shake to make the plastic snowflakes fall. It almost makes you dizzy to look straight up into falling snow. People seem to love watching things fall through the air. Autumn leaves twirling down, fireworks sizzling through a July sky, even parachuters plummeting. But what seems to me most extraordinary about snowflakes is that their very descent shapes what they look like by the time they make it to my mitten for a closer examination. On this winter day, I began to wonder if the grammar school adage was true. Are all snowflakes truly unique? To get to the bottom of that question, I had to understand first how a snowflake is formed. Most snowflakes start in a snow cloud, which is a patch of cold air supersaturated with water. Mixed in the water are particles of dust, volcanic ash, or specks of pollution, which are the seeds of a snowflake. Water molecules collect on these seeds and freeze into an ice crystal. The shape of that crystal, such as needles, columns, or plates, is determined by the air temperature and saturation level when it froze. Water molecules continue to gather and freeze until the ice crystal is heavy enough to fall. As the crystal falls, wind blows it through layers of temperature and moisture, each sculpting it further. The crystal also collides with other ice crystals, often clumping together to form snowflakes. Depending on the direction of the wind, the snowflake may take an hour to reach the ground. But in that hour of history, the snowflake has its own special adventure. False starts, updraft detours, collisions with other snowflakes that result in losing an arm, and dangerously close encounters with water droplets. Each experience chisels the snowflake until its beauty is like none other. One scientist noted, "As a metaphor for human experience, the comparison is almost irresistible. One unique path, one unique individual." That metaphor held true, at least until Nancy Knight came into the picture. Knight, a cloud physicist with the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, captured two ice crystals on an oil-coated glass slide connected to the outside of an airplane. "Those crystals," she carefully explained in 1986, "if not identical, are certainly very much alike." However, just at that point of tentative discovery, a discovery which might have finally provided proof to upend our long-held beliefs about the uniqueness of snowflakes, her husband, fellow scientist Charles Knight, doubted the relevance of her findings. He theorized that the two crystals may have grown on the adjacent arms of a star-shaped crystal and snapped free when they hit the slide. For most of their history, he believes, they may not have been separate crystals at all. Furthermore, Nancy Knight's photograph of the crystals is probably not detailed enough to identify if they are truly twins. So the old saying, though shaken, remains in place. Each snowflake is unbelievably unique. Unbelievable in the sense that at least a billion snowflakes can fall in a single snowstorm. Multiply that by the hundreds of storms in a year, across the thousands of places snow falls, and the millions of years of snow history. That kind of abundant uniqueness is mind-boggling. So get out there, catch one on your tongue, and maybe you will absorb some of that magic too. This week's Field Note was written by Marianne Wanek. I'm Tony Mealy for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can contact us at our Nature Center in Missoula at 327-0405 or visit us on the web at www.thenaturecenter.org.